Good morning. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We're here with Benny. And of course, Mary Jane, for those of you who are new to the show and don't know about Mary Jane. Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she does the TAPS program, the Accelerated Performance System. She's looking at me, melding the words. It's a form of muscle testing your body to find out what your nutritional deficiencies
See, that's
are.
Why she's helping you.
Hey, I
Okay, that's
it.
Exactly why
it.
She's helping you.
Stop. To find out what your deficiencies are, then recommends a whole food nutrition product that gets into the body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. And when our body's back into a balance, we are happy people. So it's not just your body, it's emotional, physical, spiritual. And today we are talking about stressed out. Here are 7 ways to beat it before it kills you, which I think is a very harsh topic, but Mom said no, especially this time of year. Who's not stressed out? Holidays, family, Christmas, Kwanzaa, don't want to leave anyone out, Hanukkah. If you have a question for Mary Jane, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And with that, hello, Mom.
Hello, Nancy. Hi, Benny.
Hi.
The One Man Show.
Hey, I'm adjusting cameras. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
We're all excited to be here.
I'm stressed out, Benny. Stressed out.
Everybody's stressed out, Nancy.
Apparently so.
So the topic today, being stressed out, it's not just about the holidays. All the latest research shows the number one cause of disease and illness is stress. It's stress that you live every day, you get used to, you don't realize what it is, and then it affects everything that in your body. It affects you physically, emotionally, structurally, and you're looking for answers, but you're not sure what any of it's about. You just think that something's going wrong, or I my stomach bothers me, or I don't sleep. However, look at your lifestyle and look back at what's going on in your life. Because when you keep reliving the stress every day, and stress, it's all relative. What is it really about? Is it stress because people at work? Is it stress because your family schedule? You got kids, you got to go home from work, you got to run here and there. And it just never stops. It's not, you don't take time to deep breathe or
recharge.
You
don't take 5 or 10 minutes out of that day to kind of step back, breathe, listen to some calming music, listen to music that you like. Everybody's go, 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 go all the time. I mean, I drive by a park. It's like 9 o'clock at night, and I see these tiny little kids out there playing soccer in, 32-degree weather. What are children doing out at 9 o'clock at night, I say to myself? That is just insane.
Well,
or am I just that old? And I
that's probably the
it.
Time they get the field is what
oh
they
my God.
That it winds up to be. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how you can some
Beat
simple
stress.
Ways how you could change it and how it affects you in your life and what you can do about it. And because it's going to be there, but it's how you manage it and the changes you make that make a difference.
All right, so.
So when you.
7 ways to beat it. Let's
okay.
talk about it.
First of all, let's talk about some of the causes, the thing, or the end result. It's like weight gain, back pain, anxiety. I mean, you hear that story all the time. I have anxiety. I don't know why. And when someone's in the office, I'm able to muscle test, and we can figure out exactly where that's coming from.
However, I do have to say, I'd say 95% of your clients actually call on the phone, but you can still figure it out because of that holistic thing. So you don't have to live in the state of Washington to actually see Mary Jane, because she does a lot of phone consultations.
Well, and even locally, people
don't want to drive.
Because of the traffic,
they
often
get stressed.
They exactly. Because of the traffic, they'll do a phone consultation. So it doesn't matter whether you're near or far, you get the same attention. I mean, I'm here for you and able to muscle test and figure out the number one, number two, and number three things that are going on with you and address that. And often that addresses maybe the 10 other symptoms that you're having. So it's exciting and fun what I do every day to make a difference and to be able to help you to be the best you can be. So again, some of the other causes that, just to mention a few, are back pain, hair loss, weight gain, digestive issues, gallbladder, bile duct, that's a common everyday thing, suppress your immune system, have autoimmune issues, inability to think clear, can't remember, joint pain, depression's a big one because you're getting such a low frequency, you just can't get out of that hole. Fatigue, kidney and bladder issues, just to name a few. The list goes on. So look at yourself and what's going on with you and look at your lifestyle.
Okay, how about if we go to the phones and talk to Charlene. Hi, Charlene. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Well, my sister just recently, they're doing an MRI today, but we're pretty sure she had a stroke. So right now I am going to admit I am under a bit of stress and I'm not sleeping properly and waking up and just having breathing issues and stuff like that. I wonder if that's just psychological because stroke runs in our family. So I just how to manage the stress.
Oh, okay, so let me tell you what's going on with you first. So how old is your sister, by the way?
She's 18 months younger than me, and I am 58, so she'd be 57.
Okay. So does she live near you?
She does. She lives in the same town. I was actually up at the hospital. They sent her home, and she's supposed to go in for the MRI, so we're just waiting for the phone call.
Okay. So first of all, what's going on with you is you have a kidney and bladder issue. So when you have a kidney and bladder, your kidney's inflamed. So when you have that, you're going to have breathing issues. So your lungs are they score a 3 out of 10. So that's
okay.
So you already have an existing issue. Then you add more stress on top of that, and then it just makes all those symptoms worse. So something that you can do simply to help that your kidney, you also have a toxic stomach, is to clean the drains in your house. By cleaning your drains, that means your sinks, your showers, your all the drains. You put 1/4 to 1/2 cup of baking soda down the drain and then pour 2 to 3 cups of white vinegar down. And you do that to every drain. And the showers and tubs are always the worst. Because think about there's mold and mildew down those drains and those gases come up. You breathe them in and that's what gives you a toxic stomach, bacteria in your stomach. And then that goes through your kidney and bladder. So that's a simple thing you can do that will make a difference right off the top for you. And then as far as the stress, but if you don't do those drains, you're not going to feel better. I can guarantee it. So then for the stress, think about getting a meditation or go on YouTube, look for a simple meditation tape or video. And even if you did it for 5 minutes, just shut your eyes. Listen to some good music, could be even that, and just take deep breaths and get that breath deep into your system to oxygenate all your organs. That alone for 5 minutes can change what your physiology and change what's going on with you and help you to recenter. So, and you might have to do that a few times, but even doing it one time slows you down and kind of stops that process. And as far as your sister, what you want to visualize when you say it's in the family, when it's in the family, it means your parents a nutritional deficiency and that deficiency was never corrected. For example, if you had a tendency toward that and you were taken care of nutritionally, like your body repaired, so that you were functioning better. When you had children, they don't necessarily have to have that. So you can stop that process by changing how you are and how your body functions. So at your time of life, you have to do it. It's still not too late to do it. You just have to think about, how do you get balanced? One of them could be calling my office. We have people in British Columbia. However, we do not send our products up there. Most people have a P.O. box this side of the border, or have somebody where they could send them to and then pick them up and are able to get on. I use Biotics Research products to repair the body and get the body back in balance.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Charlie? Thank you.
Thank you for
your
call.
Did that help you?
Yes, it does. It does. And I did do that once already in another place that I rented. I cleared out all the drains.
Yeah.
And it really did help.
Yeah, I would do it once a week for a while. That's really okay. Going to help. Once a week for about 4 weeks, then maybe once a month.
Okay, that's what I'll do then.
And put it on your calendar. All right, you take care.
All right, Charlene. Okay. We're sending prayers to you and your family and your sister that all turns out well with that MRI.
Yeah, thanks very much, Charlene. And 800-930-2819 is the number for the show. 800-930-2819.
And if you'd like to call Mary Jane Mack's office for your appointment, that is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
News, it can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
No doubt I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane Mama. And today we are talking about stressed out. Here are 7 ways to beat it before it kills you, which I think is a pretty harsh word. But Mary Jane seems to think, and it is her show, it's okay. So, first, I'd also like to give a shout out to my dad, who's in his car listening. Hi, Daddy. I can't wait to have all your comments when we come home. So, I always got something to say about what we're doing on the radio. If you have a question for Mary Jane, now is the time to call 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So we're going through the 7 ways to beat the stress. And I see number 1 here is recognize your power to choose. Mary Jane.
Exactly. It's whether you're going to a party, whatever you're doing, you have a choice. It's all about how you, if you want to buy into everybody else's drama, or you step back and look at it and decide not to walk into it.
Well, I can see maybe there's some couples out there. It's his work party. She doesn't want to go, but now she feels obligated to go because he's like, well, you have to go. It's a holiday party. And she's like moping around, or it could be the other way around. So I guess in that instance, you have to choose to be happy.
Yeah, exactly. You have to get the best out of it, out of things. And it's everyday life. I mean, there's challenges every day, no matter what you do. And you can make a game out of it. Are you going to buy into it? Because the only one it hurts is you.
Exactly.
The only one it hurts is you. You're the one that's going to walk around bummed out and not feel good. But you have a choice of not allowing other people to suck you in and take you to that level. And so just kind of be an observer, look at what's going on around you, and think about putting yourself in a bubble and floating around it and not going into it.
Have a couple cocktails and have a good time. As I always like to say, choose your battles.
So, and also maintain a stress-free work environment, I have clients that come in and talk about, and they're having anxiety and stressed out. And we go through muscle testing and figure out where is it coming from, because they say, I'm not stressed. I feel good. Work is good. I got a good job. And they go down the list. Everything's wonderful. And then the more we kind of tune into it, well, there's some employees that don't do their job, and they're like techs, and so then they go off on that, and then but then there's this other employee, and he happens to be my roommate, and it winds up that all these people from work, they're not doing their job, but this person allows them to suck them in, and is causing her the anxiety. So when you have people like that and you're anxious and you're hurt, again, the only one it bothers is you, it's a lesson. Everything is a lesson. So it's about sending them positive energy. You cannot change them. You cannot fix them. You cannot fire them. So send them good energy and don't get sucked into what they're doing or not doing, and pay attention to what you're doing and make that bigger and spread your energy. So now it can change. That way it can change the environment. The other way it doesn't.
Well, you're spending too much time thinking about what they're not doing instead of using that energy to do what you want to do. Who cares?
Well,
I know it's hard. It's easy to say when it's not. But it's like you said, you can't change anybody, but you can change yourself and your perception. So focus on yourself. If they're not doing their job and they're doing stuff that's bothering you, but it's not affecting you, focus on you. You'll go further.
Well, this is one of the biggest, this applies to everything in your life. And it's the biggest lesson you will learn. It's all about letting go. If you are attached to somebody else's outcome, it only sets you back and keeps you stuck. Because then you're trying to fix them, you're trying to change them, your energy is put in the wrong space instead of you being focused on yourself and not being attached to the outcome. And this is an ongoing lesson.
Well, I think it's probably one of the hardest lessons to let go.
And just when you think you've got it, something will pop up and
draw you back in.
Yeah. Especially family drama will do that. However, when you're more aware of it and you have it in the front, you're thinking about it, you become more aware of it, it becomes easier and easier to let it go, and your life becomes bigger and bigger and much more fun.
Ugh, I just got a text from my dad. He thanked me for the shout out. Love you, Daddy. All right.
Okay, the next thing, we talked a little bit about meditating to the gal that called. So meditating can be as simple as 5 minutes or whatever time you want to put into it. If you're not meditating at all, think about, most people think, oh, I don't want to do that. Well, think about it as simply as listening to some good music, sitting quiet, and deep breathing. And even if you did that for 5 minutes, that could recharge your brain and change your brain and shut down that stress, that fight or flight effect.
And it oxygenates your body. You end up feeling better. You're calmer. You got a better state of mind to head out and deal with whatever you have to deal with.
And to work up to, you know, there's all kinds of meditation tape. They're on YouTube. They're everywhere. Get something that you like, and then you could build on that and take a little more time to do it. Because remember, meditating is a time to listen. It's to quiet your mind so you could hear what the universe has to say
to you. Has planned for you.
Has planned for you. So think about it as not to be quiet. You want to be quiet so you can hear what you might need to hear to move you forward in your life.
Meditating is kind of hard to get at first. Just because you have that self-talk, it's easy to kind of like get sucked into thinking about, oh, God, I got to go to the grocery store. I got to put milk on the list or whatever it is. But try and let that go. Deepak Chopra, I'm on the mailing list, and every once in a while he'll do a 21-day free meditation experience. And they're 15 minutes long, but he gives you, you know, the topic of the day. And then there's the music that you listen to. But he also gives you a saying that when your mind tends to drift somewhere else, you come back to your centering thought. And that actually really helps. So that's the one.
Yeah, a guided meditation is definitely good.
And it's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's 20 minutes. You can do it. I mean, he doesn't talk a lot. There is that quiet time, but
well,
it really is beneficial and useful.
Well, it can dramatically, the research shows how dramatically it can change your life.
So try meditating.
And again, do it simply. So the other thing is working out. Number four is working out regularly. And that could be even if you're in a chair, even if you can't move, if you have walking issues or whatever you have, by sitting in a chair and just doing arm exercises and leg exercises, like picking up your legs and stretching. And you could be creative. And again, all those exercises you could do online. Some people don't have computers, I've realized. But just think about whatever it is that you could do that is different, and stretching in a chair, or if you're standing up, You could go for, if you can walk, you can go for a little walk. Incorporate some type of exercise, because then you start to, you feel better, you oxygenate, you move your body, you feel better.
So, well, and you have that time away. It's kind of like you're disconnecting from your daily activity if you take a walk. You know, take your dog for a walk. Look around you. Take time to look around at the trees, the things around you. Be present.
And we're talking about simple things like, you know, the walking. You could do some yoga, swimming. So it doesn't have to be a spinning class. It doesn't have to be going, you know, a dramatic change. Like, you don't do anything. Now you're going to join a gym. And sometimes that doesn't last that long. Have a plan of something simple that you could do every day, and then you could build on it and feel good about it instead of starting and stopping something that's not, doesn't feel right to you.
Well, we all know we're coming to that time of year where everyone's going to commit January 2nd. Gym memberships are going to climb again. And
till February 1st.
And then you're going to feel bad. You're going to probably do it for a week, and then you're going to quit, and then you're going to get all bummed out and depressed again. Do simple. You don't have to be the, you know, gym person who goes five days a week.
And keep in mind all the time while you're doing these things, you're doing it to relieve your stress and to feel better and get on the path to better health.
Not beat yourself up because you missed or you don't like it.
So, of course, the other number five is get the proper amount of sleep. And today, the majority of people that sleep well all night is very small, the percentage. So it's about doing, again, getting yourself in that mode so that you're able to sleep at night.
And we're going to talk about sleep, but it's time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. Go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions.
Welcome back.
Love that music.
Welcome back to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Mary J. and I are chair dancing here. Okay, if you have a question for Mary J., it doesn't have to be about stress. It could be about anything. Give us a call.
Animals.
Animals. She does animals. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And we're talking about stressed out. Here are seven ways to beat it before it kills you. Mary Jane's title. I still have a problem saying that. So we're talking about, we're on number five, sleep a priority. Let's make sleep a priority. I think good sleep. I think you got to have good, solid
REM
sleep.
Most people are so busy, so stressed out, they're drinking coffee, tons of caffeine, or other caffeine drinks that they don't realize that can keep, you can have them early in the morning, but it could keep you up all night. So it's about being more mindful of what you're doing and eating to help you have a good night's sleep. And then for a good night's sleep, you shouldn't have any electronics, even your cell phone by your bed, any type of electronics, if you're having a problem sleeping, can interfere with your sleep.
Oh, you know everybody's got that cell phone next to their bed because that's their alarm.
Well, I know that is, but I'm saying if somebody's having trouble sleeping, those are all things that could be interfering with your sleep, even a clock radio. It doesn't matter. It's any electronics at all can interfere with sleep. So just think about, look around your room, see what's there. It should be very relaxing for you. It should be dark. The shades should be dark because all that interferes.
There's nothing more than I like than pitch black.
And then it's a good time to play that meditation tape. If you get the right tape, it could help lull you right to sleep. So those are just some simple things to work on.
What about those sound machines?
Yeah, I've had a couple clients this week, and they had air machines in their room because they liked the noise to go to sleep. And one of them, the air machine, I told her it was really bad. She's had a kidney issue that she needed to throw it out. And she said, well, what am I going to do for noise? And I said, well, Rhonda mentioned to her that there were air machines. I mentioned some other things, but Rhonda mentioned the little air machine you could get, or the machine you could get with the sounds. So that was a better solution for her to help her.
And there's a lot of apps, although it does lead to you having your phone or iPad next to your bed. But there's a lot of apps that have white noise.
Yeah,
is what
she
it's
wasn't
called,
a real phone
person.
User or iPad. So for her, a little machine was probably going to work out the best.
Yeah, they have those, falling rain, ocean.
So
Nate might want to consider ocean.
Well, we had one for the boys growing up, and it really helped out a lot during their, sleeping every minute they could get.
Yes, yeah. That's a good recommendation.
Totally worth it. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For
it's
kids. Okay, so we covered sleep.
Number six.
We're going to six.
Love stressful people from afar. That means that's the other part of letting go. It's that if you have stressful people in your life, it doesn't mean that you have to be around them or connect with them. And it's about sending them love, sending them positive energy. And it's like if you have family and you call them and all you hear is the bad news, don't call them so often. Or practice sending them positive energy and protecting yourself so you don't allow that again to take it in and irritate you.
Yeah, or keep your conversations on the light side.
And remember, you can't fix or change other people.
You can only fix and change yourself.
Exactly.
So if this is a person who's always negative, negative Nelly, make sure you just protect yourself before you call them. Let them rant and rave, and maybe it helps them get it out.
But just don't respond.
Yeah, don't respond, and don't let it affect you. Just you can get off the phone and say, oh, she's crazy, but I still love her. Yeah,
and if they try and suck you into something, just say, isn't that interesting, without giving an opinion.
Exactly.
And never give your advice to these people, because they don't want it. And when you give them your advice, they'll tell you why it's not going to work the next time they talk to you. So there we go. And 7
is my favorite.
Practice gratitude. Make a daily list every day. If you can,
three things. Exactly. There's a gratitude. I got a gratitude journal, so you got to do 3 things a day, and they don't have to be super huge, fantastic things, but 3 things. That you're grateful for a day. And there's got to be 3. And around here, it could just be, you know, somebody let you into traffic and the other 15 cars didn't. So, I mean, simple things.
Well, it makes you think about the good things. And, you know, if you're getting up and you're complaining and you're moaning and groaning about what's not right, that starts your day right in the ditch.
Negative.
So get up and be thankful for what is good. Look at what you have in your life that's positive and that you could build on. The other just pulls you down into the hole.
I mean, a simple one is actually you woke up. So be grateful that you actually opened your eyes and you're here for another day. So
Look around, because there's so many things to be. This morning, we had a herd of elk in our yard. There must have been 20 of them. And Big Daddy, we called the big bull, Big Daddy, he was a pretty good size
had a beautiful
elk.
Rack.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that he escaped the hunter.
He made it through the season so far. And they just look in our, they're out in our front yard, and they're looking in our window like, hello, where are you? But we can go out, and they don't run away. They just stand and stare. And their elk are stamina. It means stamina. So it's a very positive.
Well, they do come for snacks. We had apple trees at the ranch, at the pasture. So I went and knocked all the apples off. And so I put them in buckets. So when the kids come, they get the apples off the tree, because they don't taste very good to us. But they love it.
Yeah.
They just stand there.
They'll follow you like a...
They're like dogs.
Yeah.
But luckily, when other people show up, they're not,
We don't...
We're not domesticating them in any way. We're just...
The apples off the tree.
The apples are off the tree. We
toss
them out.
So they didn't rot. Yeah.
And so, yeah, they come, they hang out. It's a safe place for them. So but be grateful.
Be grateful for the beautiful blue sky. Make it simple. You know, there's so many things in your life that you take for granted. So look around, make a list, and then every day add to it. So start looking for all the good things and what you can do in your life to make yourself better. These are some simple steps, but how about, you know, what kind of shape are you in? Are you physically going day to day and feeling not good enough, feeling you're tired, fatigue, your joints ache, and you just go through the motions every day? And especially those of you that are listening to this show that have heard me before, it's like, what are you waiting for? There's an answer to helping you to be better and to be happy and healthy. It's like, stop thinking of or letting it go and not doing anything and take action. When you call our office, we're able to determine, or I'm able to determine from your body exactly what the number 1, 2, 3 causes are that's causing your issues. And often a lot of the clients I have been to all the doctors, they've been had all the tests, and they come in and still have no answers. And again, your body has every answer from the time you were conceived, and that's what I'm tapping into. And that's what makes it so much fun. And in a matter of weeks, you're on the road to good health and feeling better. And it's like, the other thing is we do more than just the nutritional. I do more than the nutritional. What I do is cranial release technique. And all the things I do help relieve the stress. And all that stress is neurologically affecting your brain. So cranial release technique is one thing, and the light technology, raising your vibration so that, you know, when people are depressed or in a low vibration, then they can't function, they're not happy, they don't know what to do to get out of it. And that's what nutrition does. Nutrition raises your vibration if it's the proper nutrition. And so does light technology, raises your vibration. When your vibration is up, then your body has the ability to heal.
Okay. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. You'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call and talk to Rhonda at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. So we're talking about the lowering the stress. I like number 7 on our list, practicing gratitude. It's probably my favorite. I like the sleep thing too, and loving those people that are from afar.
And gratitude is even in the grocery store. Somebody lets you go ahead of them, or in the coffee shop, somebody buys your coffee.
It could just be simple. Opening a door for someone. I am sick and tired of going into a store or walking on down the street. Everybody is looking at their phone. Nobody is making eye contact anymore. Nobody is acknowledging people because we're all so into this phone in front of our face. Is that really the most important thing? I mean, when you think about it, what's happened to just saying hello to someone or smiling at someone? Or those are simple things, but
exactly.
Everybody's got their head down.
Well, again, it's up to you to make the change. Nobody could do it for you. And it's like the world we live in is a totally different world. And that's all part of this whole stress thing that's an epidemic changing people's lives because they're totally involved with electronics, totally in this video world, and it goes on all around you, and it changes who you are.
Well, and, you know, I agree that activities are good for kids, but some of these kids, my God, they get out of school, they've got to go to dance, and then they got to go to soccer, and then they have to... These poor little kids don't have a free minute to sit and just be kids anymore.
Well, that's what we're talking about. Slow down, smell the roses, and do change the stress and have a better life.
All right. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Max Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You're just living like kerosene dancing around the fire.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com.
So you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart, now all that's left of me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town.
Welcome back. Everyone, welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Loving the music, Benny, Blake Shelton. Okay, enough about...
Oh, was it? That was Luke Combs.
No, that was Blake Shelton.
I don't know. That was the version I have.
Really?
Maybe I have it wrong then.
Sounded like Blake Shelton.
Okay, I'll look into it further for...
Well, don't... It doesn't matter. I'm going to let it go,
for
Benny.
All the country nerds.
I don't need the stress. I don't need the stress. I'm not going to be stressed out about that. Okay. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Today we're talking about stressed out. There are 7 ways to beat it before it kills you. Just be grateful. Just be grateful and then it won't kill you.
Well, the other thing is, you have a choice. You have a choice to either go there or just be calm and find a different path.
Sorry, she wanted to make sure I was right, and I am.
Benny's right. All right.
Sorry, Mary
Jane. Life is a journey, yeah, full of lessons.
That's right.
Full
life is a journey. Now you know that one was Luke Combs, not Blake Shelton.
Sounded like Blake, I'm sure.
Sorry, Mary Jane. Continue.
That's okay. All right. We like them both. So it's life is all about lessons. It's how well you get the lesson. And if you keep finding the same thing as being slammed in your face, well, you're obviously not getting the lesson. So pay attention and think about what you're doing. So when you have faith and believe in yourself, in the universal energy, that's when things start to change.
Well, the universe is always conspiring for the better. I said that wrong, but universe only wants the best.
It's always guiding you.
It's always guiding us to where we should be, where we need to be. It's us who takes us off track saying, well, let's just use the house. It's kind of like, I really want this house. I love this house. I don't like that house. I want this house. You get so focused and honed in that you've got to have it. It's going to be the best place ever. And then something happens and it doesn't fall through. Well, why didn't it fall through? You weren't supposed to have it.
It falls through. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something better.
Yeah. So always something better. And then if you fight to get it, then there's always something wrong with it.
Exactly.
So when you trust and believe in the universe and know that if something's taken away and doesn't work out, well, you just say, isn't that interesting? I thought that was it. And then when you wait, it's not too long down the road and you find out why it didn't work out and how happy you are that you didn't go in that direction.
Exactly. Yeah. I love that. It's kind of like that Garth Brooks song, which I can't remember the name of right now. No, he was dating the girl and it didn't work out. And then he met his wife.
Oh, yeah, so,
See? Yeah. So, unanswered prayers. I think we talked about that another time.
Yeah.
So, all right, since we're coming up on those holidays.
Okay, I got another big one for you. I caught somebody saying this the other day. When you're talking about making choices, whether it's calling my office, going to a Feldenkrais practitioner, doing chiropractic, doing other body work, whatever it is, in your mind, if you're saying to yourself, oh, that's too expensive, what in the world are you thinking? What is your, I catch people all the time and tell them, never, ever say that.
Or I can't afford that.
That gives you, I can't afford that. Then that just says you have no money and you never will. So change what you're thinking and what is your health worth? What are you waiting for to feel better? And if your health, when people really get sick and they'll pay anything to get better, if you don't have your health, you have nothing. And what's the point of being here on this earth if you don't feel the best you can be? And I believe that it doesn't matter how old you are, you can do anything you want if you believe you can and you take care of yourself and you're on the road to good health.
My favorite saying is, what would you do if you knew you could not fail?
Exactly.
And I find I can't really think of a good answer for that because there's so many things.
Well, the biggest thing is don't go to the poverty thing, the lack of, because when you tell yourself that and that's what goes into your subconscious, and that's what you'll have. You have to think bigger in order to draw what you want in your life to you.
Oh, you have to be like you already have that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
and you deserve it.
Yeah,
you deserve it.
Deserving it is the biggest.
So what would your life look like if you
knew you couldn't fail?
Yeah.
That is a very interesting question.
So we're excited to be here today, and we're looking forward to hearing from you, possibly, about what you're interested in hearing about. We have good topics coming up for the next show and also the next year. We have a lot of exciting new information to put out there, and we're excited to be here.
Yeah, so let us know. Mary Jane's got a Facebook page. You can also check her out at maryjanemack.com. If you'd like to make an appointment, give us a call. Give her office a call at 888-777-4232. Final message for today?
Well, if you go to my Facebook page, like my Facebook page, and we have good information on there also. And my message today is have a stress-free, happy Thanksgiving, and just be happy with all those relatives, no matter who they are, and think about yourself and have a good time.
I like that. I'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Make it fun. Make it light. No stress. If the turkey doesn't turn out, oh, well, who cares? But don't put so much energy into bad things.
But the other thing is put your energy into that turkey is going to be fabulous and everything will be good. Don't think about what won't be.
Yeah, set it up in your morning. What do you want your day to look like? So I'd like to thank everybody for listening, especially you, Dad. Way to go. Love you lots. Hope everybody has a great couple weeks. Again, thanks for listening. Have a great day. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll get you next month.
It will never end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my